Good evening, I'm Alex Keefe with this VPR News. Governor Peter Shumlin says his new Lake Champlain pollution plan contains a carrot-and-stick approach for dairy farms. The governor says he'll provide money to help farmers do a better job handling manure. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, if they continue to pollute, the governor wants to kick them out of a program that reduces their property taxes.
Implementing a comprehensive plan to deal with the toxic algae blooms in Lake Champlain was a key part of the governor's inaugural address on Thursday afternoon. Shumlin proposed an additional $20 million in state and federal funds to encourage farmers to make major changes in their manure spreading practices. The governor thinks the incentive plan will be successful because he says most farmers want to do the right thing.
It's changing tilling practices. It's moving to, you know, low till practices and not spreading manure in all the ways that we're doing it and making some changes there. And the second is fencing. You know, it's fencing livestock out of water and rest. What my plan will do is raise the money to partner with them to give them the resources they need to do the right thing.
But if the farmers don't respond to the administration's plan to reduce pollution, the governor says they shouldn't be allowed to participate in the state's current use program. That's a program that taxes farmland based on its agricultural value and not its development value.
Now, most farmers are in the current use program. They pay 200-300% less for property taxes than they would if they weren't. Their neighbors are subsidizing that program or helping to pay for it. Why should we help give someone a property tax reduction when they're willfully polluting a lake?
Shumlin says his plan is very different from the approach taken by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. He says he's trying to convince the EPA that its proposal for towns to spend hundreds of millions of dollars upgrading wastewater treatment plants near the lake is not a cost-effective thing to do.
And the scary part is, the foolish part is, that contributes 3% of the pollution to our lake, roughly. So you wouldn't be solving 97% of the problem. You'd still have blue-green algae, you'd still have blooms, and you'd still have stink. So that's why this is so critical to both Vermont's quality of life and economic future.
Shumlin's plan also includes a tax on agricultural fertilizer and a new impact fee on commercial and industrial parcels that are located within the lake's watershed area. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.